Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Okay, so I had one yesterday. I mentioned it a little early, and it's in relation to plants around the house. Lots of people getting green fingers. Some people overwatering plants and killing them. Good way to do it is to put one or two ice cubes on the plant. Means it's quicker. You don't have to fill a water can and whatever else, and you get slow release as well of the water. So I've been trying this the last few days. No sign of any plants dying as yet anyway, so we'll see. Now, the flap on the couch that you see underneath the cushions, me piece of material, what's that for? Well, it's to test cleaning products and such like things to see whether they'll have a detrimental effect on your couch.
Never knew that.
Great idea. This is an amazing one. You have a painting hook on the wall. You put a fork. Now, some of these are harder to describe when you're not looking at them, but I'll do my best. You put a fork facing downwards with the prongs over the nail, and then you slip the top of the pitcher over the fork and down the fork onto the prong, so it perfectly positions the pitcher on the hook.
I see what you're saying.
Yes,
yeah,
you use the fork as a guide and then take the fork out.
Very good.
Easy way to get it onto the hook if you're sort of struggling. You don't want to damage the wall. The sellotape rip one, I have my 10-year-old testing it at the moment, right? But this is what the picture shows. When you piece of sellotape on a paper and you pull it off, it obviously takes the page away. What you do is if you hold the other end of the page and pull the piece of sellotape, it ripples and comes off without ripping the paper. Yeah, well, this is why I'm having it tested, because I'm not being accountable to that if it doesn't work. If you have a pan and you want to cook loads of stuff at the same time, but it's a big pan and you're like, oh, I want my potatoes there, but I don't necessarily want the cabbage juice or whatever, divide it, make great little barriers, the tinfoil, almost like little tinfoil fences, and you put them between, you know, portion out the tray into whatever you need. One big one for the chicken, another one for the potatoes, so on and so forth.
Tin foil fences in your pan.
Yeah.
Where you've heard it all now. Interesting.
I'll tell you. Great one for the phone. If the glass is broken, this isn't a full-time measure, but if you need a temporary measure and the touch is gone on your screen.
Yeah.
Get a micro USB, put it into the phone, then USB Bluetooth, Bluetooth mouse, and operate your phone with the mouse. Works.
Very good.
That's a good one.
That's good.
And listen, if you're getting married, you're aware of the environment. Confetti is a big no-no, they say. This is very cool. Get a puncher, a paper puncher, like with a love heart or whatever. I actually have one in the Arts and Crafts box. They're easy to get, or something to do with marriages. And stamp, do it out of leaves. Get leaves. I'll see there's millions of them outside. They've dried and they're hardened. And stamp holes in them and make confetti out of the leaves.
Yeah, but isn't the whole thing about confetti the different colours? Like, it's almost like a...
Well, in fairness, depending on where you live, I'm looking at a selection of them here, and there's a good 10 different shades. Now, you're talking autumnal confetti, but still, you know? Yeah. Anyway.
Sounds a bit laborious, Laura. Be honest with you now.
You're going to leave that one, are you?
Yeah, I'll leave it to the wedding planners. Collecting the flipping leaves off the ground. And rice, another thing they throw at weddings.
Oh, rice. Yeah, I forgot about that one, actually. Yeah. The other one more to finish. This is unbelievable, right? Does anyone else bring loads of travel adapters for each plug when you go abroad, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. One travel adapter and a power pack with four plugs in it. Plug it into the travel adapter and then you have four plugs for your stuff. Why do I never do that? Is that just me?
Because you're a big Aegis.
Right, you do you? You bring a power pack away and
I'd have plugs on me, like an adapter for the States and things like that if I'm going to the States.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, do you bring loads of adapters for each plug or do you just bring one?
Just the one.
But then how do you plug all the rest of your stuff in? You share that one adapter with all your appliances.
Well, what do you need? I only need my phone, really, if I'm away.
Typical man. Forget it, I'm not talking to the wrong person.
Your GHD,
hair dryers,
your like curlers.
Okay, good luck. You're no use to me.
What hotel are you going to that they don't supply you with a hairdryer? Going on the cheap, are you?
A hostel.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Remember, you can listen back to 20 previous episodes of Home Hacks as mentioned on our website, eastcoast.fm.